Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
So, news coming through today that five children have died in Naledi in Soweto, and this happened over the weekend. Our reporter, Kaya reporter Sulufelo Tsuku, went out today in just to get a sense of really what the community had to say. Sulufelo, I really appreciate you coming into studio. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimela. Thank you so much for having me this evening.
You went to Naledi today to go meet the family members. You went to go to the site where the neighborhood, where all of this happened. Give us the details.
Firstly, very devastating, very traumatized community. We are looking at about six kids, two girls, four boys, that allegedly consumed some snacks that they had bought from a local spaza shop. And it seems it's these chips that you actually physically pour into the see-through plastic bags that they bought, and they shared amongst themselves. And just a couple of hours after consuming them, each child went home with symptoms, diarrhea, throwing up, sweating, literally shivering, and parents just thought, oh no, it's just kids, they'll be fine. But unfortunately, they were not fine.
They shared one packet.
It seems like they bought a few of them, but they bought them from two different shops.
Okay. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Quite far apart?
No, not far apart. Really on the same street.
On the same street. Yes. And sort of, in a way, shared together.
Correct.
The same snack, in a way.
Yes.
How soon after consuming these chips did they start experiencing problems?
So the parents, when I spoke to them, they did not really give a time frame of when the kids ate the chips. But what they do know is that the kids went out to play. And around between 3:30, 4:00, that's when the kids individually went home to say, I'm not feeling well. So it was pretty much the afternoon of Sunday, which was yesterday, that this all transpired. But I think also what is just very interesting, I spoke to one of the grandmothers of a young boy. He was about to turn 8 years old next month, and he kept on saying to his grandmother, am I going to die? I don't want to die. It's, those families are torn apart. And also just the fact that last year this time, we were talking about the same incident in the same area in Naledi where kids consumed snacks. And this obviously prompted investigations, but 1 year later, we are still here.
Are we able to get a sense of whether these vendors, these tuck shop owners, are the same ones that were there last year? Do we have a sense of whether these are new people? How much do we know about the vendors themselves?
So according to what I was able to ascertain is the fact that this is different vendors. But also what seems to may just be a bit of a challenge for investigators, police rather, is the fact that there was some looting at these stores, and some of these products were taken.
So the evidence is probably not
It's gone. But one of the family members did say that they were able to find a plastic bag of the actual chips in their son's pocket. So police were only able to take those that were left there
for testing.
Yes, so correct.
Where are the shop owners?
They have fled the scene. Nobody knows where they are. They are gone. Nobody knows where they are. And very heartbreaking for the families, because they're just saying, you know what? We don't want to loot. We don't want to break the law. All we want to know is what happened to our kids. And we don't want any other family to experience this.
When you, you know, you spoke to the fact that last year, around about this time, we had the same issue and all of that. Did they feel like there were developments in what happened last year?
No. You know, the community of Naledi say it happened, they were up in arms, and it just went away like nothing ever happened. Like nothing ever happened. When I ask them about the vendors from last year, they say, well, we don't know. We don't know if anybody was ever arrested. Everybody just moved on with their lives. And they also go back to say, you know, what's very sad is that as a community, people just become so distant when things don't happen to them. And when it happens closer to home, you realize, oh my goodness, if we had stood together to fight this, if we had come together and said, we want to get to the bottom of this, maybe, just maybe, that would have been the last group of kids that would pass on.
Are the vendors renting out from a landlord? In other words, is their landlord there?
So one of them, it seems as though they are renting from one landlord. One just seems to just be on the street, really. They're not in an actual yard.
Gosh, what's the community planning to do going forward?
At the moment, the families, they did say that they do not want any illegal activity. They don't want any looting. At the moment, whatever has happened has happened, and they just want answers. And they are pleading with the community, unfortunately, to say, guys, let us be calm, let us wait for answers, and let us go forward with ensuring that we get answers, as opposed to some people getting arrested in the long run. So at this point, the community is just going to be on standby and hoping that this time around, the people of Naledi will get justice, and those kids will get justice, and they will find out what really happened.
Had anybody gone to see the families? In other words, any official, has anybody actually shown up? That we don't even have an arrest, for me, is quite strange, because if there's a landlord, they would know who those people are.
Correct. We did have police that visited the families from yesterday, as well as some City of Johannesburg officials that also came and engaged the families. One of the families did say to me that they were told that a number of government officials will be coming to them over the course of this week. So we hope that that will happen indeed.
I don't know. I mean, this is absolutely quite upsetting. And how's the mood on the ground?
Oh, it is so somber. It is... the people of Naledi don't know if they're coming or going at this point. I mean, you know, when you have something that is reoccurring and there seems to not be any progress, it's quite difficult. So, you know, the people of Naledi are really in shock that this can happen again, practically 12 months later, and that it seems like they're just not getting answers, and the people that are possibly guilty of this are getting away.
Really appreciate your time. Sulufe Lusuku is our car reporter who went to Naledi today just to speak to the family members and a community that's really reeling after five children died after consuming some snacks. I think mashram, others would call them. But I mean, obviously, we're trying to get more details. We were scheduled to speak to MMC of Community Safety in Johannesburg. I think he no longer wants to talk to us. Let's go to Jabu, who's calling us from Zola. Hi, Jabu. Good evening and welcome.
Bunjani sis.
Siyaphila ninjani baba?
Hayi akukho right.
Yebo bhuti wami.
Eh mangizofika ingane zethu kanje.
Mhm.
Zise ngathi inkukhu.
Mhm.
You know what I'm going to say? It's something that it's been hiding. One, the people to be blamed are the following.
Yeah.
The community members who are allowing these vendors to hide,
mm-hmm.
which are Pakistanis and Somalians.
Mm.
Yeah? That's
I'm a landlord.
Yes, the landlord. And it's my Pumegu, Pamela, as again, except that 3,000 in each I don't care about what they did. Because you know what they do, these guys? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They circulate.
Mm.
If Bam Moshe and a lady, they are going to go to Snake Park or going to go to, yes. And two, the other worst of them all are the police. Naledi police station is the worst. The same parkies, we can even expose them to media. The same parkies. You can go now. But they are there protecting these nonsense people.
Protecting.
Yeah, they're useless. Yes, they are there. Transporting, doing whatever, they are there. Daylight, even at night, in the morning. Remember, they are getting something out of these guys. But our police, I'm being honest. I've reported to the former General Marshal that here's the number plate. This is what's happening now, not later. So because of this thing is big, Pamela, certain politicians are involved here, are benefiting from these guys. So that's why it becomes difficult to stop them. If Panyaza can speak that we need to shut down, he'll be attacked through social media, through what? Because of there are a lot of people who are benefiting out of these Pakistani shops, Somalians. And remember, if people are getting something from this, eventually they are going to protect it. They don't care. As long as, I remember, people who are benefiting here, abantwana babo bahlala emasaba, they don't get affected.
Hi, Jabu. That's quite distressing. Siyabonga. Mpo is calling from Naledi. Mpo, good evening and welcome.
Good evening. How are you?
Well, I mean, this is not a good day, Mpo. How are you?
Definitely not a good day at all.
You are in Naledi. Tell me your experience.
I'm in Naledi.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Tell me your experience.
It was a worst day ever yesterday. I'm actually an aunt to one of the deceased children, which is Karabo Rambo.
Oh, Batum.
There was commotion happening in the streets where one of the children was announced to have consumed poison. I noticed immediately that I have activated charcoal. So on my way going to the Mabotef family home, I was called by my neighbor's child saying that our child is vomiting next door. Mm. I get there and I find Karabo lying on the floor. He was just in a state that I cannot even explain. Both of them were rushed to Begin Langeni Hospital. Upon arrival, I think 5 minutes later, we were told that two boys were deceased. I come back home to try and get warm clothes because we were told that we're going to be there for the whole night since we're waiting for forensic and pathologist. We were there by 4:30 and we left the hospital at 2:10 this morning. On my way back home to get warm clothes, I see part of our community members standing by the corner, and I was told that Unjabulo also consumed these chips and he was rushed to Zola Clinic. When Unjabulo got to Zola Clinic, he found Zindle's parents there. Zindle was already being attended at Zola Clinic. So it was two at Begin Langeni and two at Zola Clinic. So unfortunately for the two, Zindle and Unjabulo were also declared dead. And then there was one, Monica, that was at Shawela Hospital. I mean, Shawela Clinic. And she was also declared dead. There was only one survivor, which is Katleho Olifant, who is still fighting for his life in hospital. What we experienced, it's not right. Honestly speaking, it's not right. Our children were so young. They had the entire life ahead of them. For their lives to be snatched just like that, it's honestly not fair.
Mpo, what's the family going to do?
We are devastated. We are absolutely devastated because one of our own is missing. He's supposed to be running around the house, making noise, being his usual. But he was a very quiet child. But he had that bit of naughtiness that we will all going to miss.
What's your engagement with the police like, Mpo?
Still under investigation. We had a meeting with Colonel, I can't remember her name, but they are taking this matter seriously.
And what's happened to the people that are selling these snacks to the children? Does anybody know where they are?
We don't know where they are, but the community had the meeting. They had a community meeting this afternoon, and they each told these Pakistani shop owners that they're giving them a few minutes to vacate the place, otherwise hand is going to break loose.
Have they vacated the area?
Also helping us to get to the bottom of this by chasing these people away.
So,
how many more children should die because of this? We're not 100% sure whether it's a potential tested because we have never had tested. He put them in his.
Okay, we've lost it completely now. I mean, I don't understand. So I'm getting, we were supposed to speak to MMC of community safety. And the reason we were supposed to speak to community safety MMC is because that's who we spoke to last year. And he promised us that there was going to be a joint operation between themselves and health and social development in the city. They were going to go and investigate what food are in these tuck shops. They were going to go make sure that these are legally run, and it was going to be a joint operation. I expected him to come back because that's the person who we spoke to. Everybody else, to be fair to him, everybody else was not keen to talk to us at the time. So we thought he will come back to us, give us an update and so on. We have now received a report saying, no, we need to go to social development. We need to go to Department of Health. We will do all of that. But I think it is very disappointing at a time like this that officials are reluctant to speak. My suspicion is that community members would love to get some level of assurance that something is being done, that there is care, that people care about their children's lives. You don't have to have the answers now, but I think it's quite disheartening that at a time like this, officials are not really keen to talk to residents, are not really keen to talk to anybody, because these are people's children. And what would it be like if it was your child? Very disappointing, I have to say. But we'll obviously keep an eye on the story and we'll keep following up on all the officials that we need to get answers from.
Ospamelo, you know what? I stay in the West Rand, and I can agree with this caller that just phoned now. They are benefiting the police, the politicians, because these people, they come, sister. They come every 6 months. Every 3 months, there's new people on the stores. They buy, they pay rent to whoever they're paying rent to, but they come. They constantly come into the country. How is that possible that in 3 months you get a visa? Or 3 months you come to South Africa? We don't know. The whole shop, there's like six of them, new. 3 months' time, six of them, new again. We are tired, Ospamelo. We are very tired. And this is wrong, that our kids, our future, the future generation of this country is being killed like this, Ospamelo. And nobody is being held accountable. I'm so mad. I'm so angry. I just knocked off now. I'm angry, Ospamelo. Because these things, we let them go. And Ekausani, they will say that, no, we're taking the hands into our, the law into our own hands. This is wrong, Ospamelo. Kids can't die like this. Something needs to be done.
Good evening, Sister Pimelo. Sister Pimelo, on the issue of what has happened in Naledi, let me tell you this much, my sister. We as South Africans, we are a laughingstock. A laughing stock, you know, these Ethiopians and Somali guys, they look at us and they say, we're nothing, you know, because they are being protected, as the previous caller has said, they are being protected by our own law enforcement officers. Government is failing us and has been failing us for a long period of time. Law enforcement officers are not doing what they are supposed to be doing. They are doing the opposite. The foreigners did not mess South Africa. We messed South Africa, especially the government. All they ever do is talk and no action. I'm a vendor myself. I'm a South African, and it's very difficult for us to operate everywhere. These guys are everywhere. We even buy from their wholesalers. And you know, what you normally see on the wholesalers is just something else. They just step over the food, they speed, they do all sorts of things. However, I don't buy food products. I just buy soft drinks, your Mofires and all of that, because that's the products that I sell to the people. But government really needs to pull up their socks. Government really, really need to, you know, shut these guys down, and inspection should be done, you know, on a monthly basis and all of that. And most of these tuck shops, we know for sure that they are not FICA registered. Just yesterday here in Sharpeville, in the Vaal, most stores were closed during the day. And apparently what I heard was that there was an operation. And when I went out, I saw a couple of EMP, which is Emfuleni Metro Police, together with the subs guys. They were going around trying to see what's going on. And all these stores were closed. It's like they have an informant, someone who informs them. And just 20, 30 minutes after the police were gone, they just opened. So what do you call that?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.